if you were, if you had a place that was low all the time, had water over it all the time, what would you call that?
Just a kind of a slough, like it holds water.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they got to where they've got dump trucks, you know, they can go around a man's field. Out in the field, there's a little low place you won't fill it up, they haul the dirt, dump it in that place and make it level in there, but might a few people do it.
Do you have anything called a meadow? Did you ever call anything a meadow? Is that a low place? A meadow, is that a low place?
Yeah, that's right.
And would you explain the difference between buckshot land and gumbo?
Oh yeah, the buckshot is pretty good ground if you have plenty of rain. Make pretty good if you have rain. That gumbo is all right if you don't let it get hard.
Mm-hmm.
And if you plow it up, gumbo, if you plow it up wet, when you got to do it, you can't hardly wait it and just dry. Well, you got to have it right straight, bust them claws, and then you're all right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is white and which is black?
Huh?
Which is white and which is black? Is a gumbo black?
Yeah, gumbo black.
And a buckshot, is that?
Yeah, it's kind of white land. We call it white land.
White land?
Yeah, buckshot. Mm. But it makes good if you have plenty of rain. But you got to have plenty of rain on white ground for buckshot to make anything. Turn it off dry where you can't make much. You don't find many farms around through here that the whole farm buckshot. You just have different places in there. On the farm, you know, where the buckshot is.
Did you ever hear any land called loam? Loamy land?
Yeah.
Now, what kind of land is that?
That's pretty good land. And I don't know where any of it's at, but it's pretty good land. I imagine I got some of it. I got a pretty good place here. But bottom down in yonder, that's good land.
Would you tell me something about the way you used to make hay? How would you make hay, or how would you harvest the hay?
Hay?
Yes, sir.
Well, you have to cut it. You cut it with a mower, and then rake it. And then you can bale it with a hay baler. I tore up an old hay baler here. It's a good baler, mule baler, tore up a mule. And carried up here hauled, so scrap iron. And there's a baler, many bale of hay with it.
Uh-huh.
Now they done quit the mule balers. They use electric gas balers.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you ever have one of those hay rakes with the big wheels and rake?
That's right.
Uh-huh.
My boy, I wore one out here just about it. Got broke the first one thing and that, and he sold scrap iron.
Mm-hmm. When you'd first cut the hay, then would you tell me more about how you after you first cut it?
Well, you cut the hay and let it lay there till it cures.
Would you pile it up